Hello, GWA collaborators, lurkers, and masturbators. It's your heavy metal lover on a beautiful Saturday morning in the city that I live in. I thought I would answer a shy romantic in ears questionnaire posted on GWA backstage. So thank you for posting that. And I'm going to try to answer these whenever they come out. So thank you. What am I thinking about right now? I'm really hoping that the life sounds, tag life sounds, beverage sounds, dog and cat sounds, don't make me re-record this, as this is my second, try at, getting this due to some crashing and banging in the background. So, fingers crossed. Let's do this. I'm ready to go. That's what I'm thinking. When was the last time I blushed? I don't really blush. I flush. And, you know, that could be from, you know, panic, terror, arousal. All of which I've experienced in probably the last week. So, I don't know. Maybe I flushed yesterday at some point. I don't blush, though. What's the best thing that's happened to me in the last 24 hours? I gotta frame this correctly. I don't want to, you know, not to blow my own horn, but I'll blow my own horn today. I work at a pretty big organization, a multinational organization. I've been working on the last 20 months on a gigantic project, kind of one of the key folks, the key stakeholders. We, you know, went live with the project, and you know, we, you know, were successful, getting it done on time, on budget. And my boss forwarded me an email that was from the sponsor of this, like I said, a multi-billion-dollar, enormous project. This project actually has its own Instagram hashtag. That I'm not going to tell you, and I wouldn't post anyway. But no, I got an email forwarded from my boss, you know, CCing me and copying a bunch of the other leadership. The project sponsor, a very, you know, high ranking executive, had sent out a note to my boss and the executive team that I was kind of like the project MVP, and that was really cool because I've been really busting my ass for the last like 2 years on this thing. So it's a little bit of validation. You know, my black whore's heart needs little orange notifications and validations. I need those little pats on the head every now and again. So that happened yesterday. That was good. I'll recommend a book, although that's not a question. I mean, it could be a question. All you need to add is, would you please recommend a book? That's a question, and I will. I have a pretty big library, and really I have very varied interests. Like two books I'll crack open regularly will be American Surgery and Illustrated History, and like the Bill James Historical Baseball Abstract. I might yank them off the shelf to read a chapter every now and again. So all my tastes fall in between, all across the board, aside from young adult fiction. I'm sorry. While I stall to answer this, John Waters, he said, you know, if you come back to someone's house and they don't have books, don't fuck them. And I would totally aligned with that statement. I would recommend G.J. Myers, he's a historian and a great author. The book is called A World Undone. And it's kind of the most comprehensive and interesting book that I've read on World War I, which I kind of think, if you really read into it, due to a lot of the fallout and how the world was divided up, and how empires were, you know, partitioned after the war or dissolved, like Russia, it's kind of the formative event that has led to our modern era and even, you know, down to the current situations in the Middle East. I'm a guy who's really addicted to context. So this book, it provides really, really great context surrounding all the characters, trends, and forces, that led up to this event. So it's a really, really great book. If you haven't read Hawking's, in a Stephen Hawking's Universe in a Nutshell or A Brief History of Time, do that. I actually have a 3/4 length tattoo on my left arm, inspired by reading The Universe in a Nutshell. Read that and realize that human beings aren't jack shit and we don't know anything. Another book, this is my hardcover nightstand book with a bookmark in it, which, you have to have if you're a respectable person trying to get laid. You gotta have that. I'm reading Michael Lewis's Flash Boys, and I'm not a huge business, I'm in the corporate grind during the day. I'm not a hugely, a huge business reader, I guess, or business related literature. Aside from Michael Lewis, he's really great. His stuff is really cool and helps, give a different perspective or an interesting perspective on American business, world capitalism in general, how kind of interesting and shitty and terrible it all is at one time. What's the most not safe for work thing in my porn collection? Well, I mean, my porn collection. I guess maybe I wouldn't call it a completely weird thing. Everybody who's listening to my audio knows I'm not a really kinky person. I was browsing around, you go through your internet porn rabbit holes, and I bought, I paid $10 or something for it. Or maybe more. No, I'll admit, yeah, I bought this. I think I paid more. I bought 3D Effects Girlfriends Forever. And it's this 3D computer simulation-y, porn interactive. I'm gonna call it a video game. But it's kind of. It's got a really interesting UI, and I had a little bit of fun with it, but it's kind of weird. I think Heather Brooke from iDeepthroat.com voices some of the characters in it. And if you're a guy who graduated high school between the years 2000 and 2005, Heather Brooke. Come on, dude. You've probably jerked off to her. So that was kind of cool. And thank you, United Airlines, for your obnoxious email notification. Mute that. I'd say that's kind of the most non-safe for work thing. Heather Brooke is a great voice actress, aside from having absolutely no gag reflex. So I think she's in the erotic audio game now. Good for her. Three things I'm most grateful for. I'm grateful for all the stuff that everyone is going to, say, family, friends, da 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 da. I'm grateful for all that stuff. I'm really grateful for the selection of beverages that we have in today's modern consumer economy. At the moment, I have an orange LaCroix. Yeah, I know it should be LaCroix, I know, but I think it's named after a town in Wisconsin, so it's LaCroix. A gigantic polar seltzer, blueberry lemonade, that's some good stuff. A gigantic cup of black coffee, because I got up at 3 a.m. today and have not been able to get back to sleep. I mean, just in sparkling water alone. I get the stuff shipped in by the box, and I'm awash in the stuff. It's the most basic white thing I do, but I probably, 2/3 of my body is sparkling water. So I guess it kind of plays into the second thing that I'm thankful for. And maybe it's a TMI thing, but I guess I've kind of semi-posted on it before. I'm thankful for medicinal cannabis in the state that I live in. First off, I'll frame this as, if you were to meet me in real life, and all the folks that have met me in real life, if I were to mention this to them, they'd be what the hell are you talking about? What like, I never noticed, or you didn't seem weird. Because, I mean, I'm kind of weird, but I'm not weird, like, in a crazy way. But, you know, I have a mental issue that cannabis is really, really helpful in treating. And this is turning into a ramble, so I'll label it as that. So, you know, it's something that's brought, like, some calm and peace to my mind. And I did, like, several thousand hours worth of research, excuse me, to kind of understand and decide whether I wanted to go down the old stoner rabbit hole. And I shouldn't say that, but I decided to. It's been a hugely effective means of treating and coping with some of the issues that I face. So it's brought me some peace. And, you know, if anyone would like to PM me about my experience with it, I'll happily have a non-erotic conversation with you. It's something I am really thankful for, and I wish more people had access to, you know. And I try to not be like dumb stoner guys. You could, you know, the aforementioned work accomplishments, I think I you know, I'm just thankful for being a normal functioning member of society due to those challenges that I've faced. That's my third thing. I've, you know, through nature, unfortunately, and nurture, again, I've had some, you know, obstacles that I've had to work through. So I'm kind of proud that I'm still here and standing and somewhat normal. Aside from being a pervert to, you know, make you come on the internet. That's, I'm happy to be that. I'm grateful for that opportunity. Ooh, when I controlled V, what came out of my clipboard. Since I got up really early this morning, I was like doing like some bills and working on my like anal retentive like budget and bill spreadsheet. So I control V'd and a bunch of my personal financial information popped up. So nice try, buddy, but you're not getting it. It was on my clipboard. If I had a wish, what would it be? Aladdin rules, da 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 da. No resurrecting dead people. No necromancy. All right, I'll leave necromancy out of my answer. I mean, guys, come on. Everyone, I mean, like, seriously, if you have a wish, an unlimited supply of cash. Now, whether you're just a greedy person or, you know, I consider myself like a reasonably, like, benevolent and at least decent. I won't call myself a moral, but I try to be decent and ethical. I mean, with that, like, God, you could cure malaria. You could cure AIDS. You could fix the Flint water crisis. I mean, aside from causing, like, monstrous amounts of inflation from my injection of cash into the economy, which I won't take, like, macroeconomic trends and forces into this wish, as this is a Q&A on a audio porn forum. But, you know, and gladly, you know, if anyone would like to discuss, you know, economic history and theory, I will gladly engage in a non-erotic conversation. But, yeah. Oh, and I'd be able to do this. Guys, this is seriously, like, I'm kind of like an Albert Camus, like, absurdist. I don't really think life or the world really means anything aside from what you assign to it. It's kind of freeing in a way. But one thing, like, I don't care about having a grave. I don't care about being remembered. I'll get a tag. Air freshener sounds. It sounds like that went off. I would love to be a person who could create a foundation that could fund PBS shows. Like, what was it when I was a kid and I'd watch, like, I'd watch PBS. Like, I grew up on PBS. Like, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundation. Whoever that dude was, I would love to be, like, the heavy metal, like, your heavy metal lover. I can insert my name, like, foundation. Like, bringing, you know, joy and education and awareness of science, diversity, the arts, humanities, through the wonderful medium of public television. I'm a big supporter, and I wish I could give more to it than I do already. And if I were a plant, tree, flower, or whatever, what would you be? I think from what I had mentioned in my thankful, I would be a female cannabis plant. I would do I would go through like the sex change for that, but because the females are the ones with the flowers, and the flowers are the wonderful things that we get to consume and are awesome. So I would probably be that and bring joy and peace and hopefully no paranoia or anxiety to any of my consumers after I'm harvested. Okay, guys, that's it for today. I'll tag this a ramble. I hope everyone enjoys your weekend, should you listen to it on the weekend, or your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Thanks, everyone. You'll hear from me soon. Bye-bye.